The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Irwin Lowy and family of Los Angeles, California, in memory of Rav Avram Shlaima ben Rabbi Yosef Halevi, Zichroni Levracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
Tafchof. The Gemara we here discusses the halacha of pushing off Rosh Hashanah from the day it was supposed to be to the next day. The Gemara says there are two reasons why we would have to suspend Rosh Hashanah and add an extra day to Elul, and therefore Rosh Hashanah would be one day later than it would otherwise have been. The Gemara says if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Wednesday, where on Friday we have two reasons why we should push off Rosh Hashanah to the next day. Ula Amar Mishum Yakaya, because of the vegetables. Rav Acha Bar Chanina Amar Mishum Mesaya, because of dead people. Ula is worried that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Wednesday or on Friday, then more likely when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Friday, you won't be able to have fresh vegetables for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur will fall out on Sunday. You won't have any food to eat after Yom Kippur. And we're worried anyways about, Racha Bachaniz is worried about Messiah, about somebody dying, they won't be able to be buried, because we don't bury people on Shabbos, and we don't bury people on Yom Kippur. So when Yom Kippur falls out on Friday, or on Sunday, we have a problem. We have 2 days in a row. It's much more likely somebody will die and will need to be buried, and you won't be able to bury him. So for these two reasons, the Gemara says that we don't let Rosh Hashanah fall out on Wednesday or on Friday. Because when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Wednesday, Yom Kippur will be Friday. And when Rosh Hashanah falls on Friday, Yom Kippur will be Sunday. And we don't want Yom Kippur to be either on Friday or on Sunday. Therefore, we said as a rule that Beis Din will make sure that Rosh Hashanah will never be on a Wednesday or on a Friday. In addition to this Gemara, we find there's another Gemara in Sukkah, and the Gemara says that we don't let Rosh Hashanah fall out on a Sunday. Because the Gemara says there that if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday, that means that Hoshana Rabbah will then occur on Shabbos. And the Gemara over there has a discussion. We know that they used to go around the Mizbeach and Beis HaMikdash with the Aravos, and it was a special ceremony that they only did on Hoshana Rabbah, where they went around the Mizbeach 7 times. And the Gemara says that that ceremony will not be Deicha Shabbos. So if Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday and Hoshana Rabbah is on Shabbos, then the entire ceremony will have to be cancelled. And the Chum didn't want that ceremony should be cancelled. Obviously we can't do it the next day. The next day is Shemini Atzeres. Therefore, the Chum decided Beis Din will never allow Rosh Hashanah to fall out on Sunday. This is the famous rule that those people who know something about how the calendar system works, the first rule in today's modern Jewish calendar system is Loi Adu Rosh. This halacha is actually paskin in the Shulchan Aruch at Sim Tov Chav Ches. The halacha is Loi Adu Rosh. That means Rosh Hashanah cannot be Adu, cannot be Aleph, Dalet, or Vav. Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on Sunday, Aleph, or Dalet is Wednesday, or Vav, or on Friday. These are the 3 days that Rosh Hashanah can never be, and this is true for our calendar system today. The Rambam, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin, also brings down this rule, Lo Yadu Rosh, Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on Sunday, or on Wednesday, or on Friday. However, the Rambam gives a completely different reason. The Rambam doesn't bring down the Gemara's reason of Yarkayo, or Messiah. The Rambam says the reason why Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on these 3 days is based on a very important rule. The rule is that Rosh Chodesh is always the day is right after the Molad. The Molad is when you see the new moon. We know the moon gets bigger and gets smaller every month. It gets bigger until it disappears completely at the end of the month. And then, at the beginning of the new month, we see the new moon, and it gets bigger until the middle of the month. It's at largest, then it gets smaller, and then it disappears, then it starts over again. The point in time where you can start to see the new moon. The new moon becomes visible. In Halacha, in Rishonim, in Gemara, is referred to as the Moilat. It's called the Moilat. That's when the new moon is, so to speak, born. It's Moilat, it's born. This Moilat, the Rambam's, what is the exact time when the Moilat occurs? So the Rambam says that there's actually, it's not easy to compute and figure out the exact time of the Moilat every month. Every month it changes. It's a very complicated formula. The Rambam has halachas upon halachas. The Rambam has 9 prakim at the end of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh describing in great detail the mathematical calculations to figure out exactly when the Moilat happens. However, the Rambam says that the only time that we actually need to know these calculations was when the time period where we were Mekadosh the Chodesh HaPiriyah, in the time period of the Gemara, of the Mishnayos, and the Beis HaMikdash, where they had a Sanhedrin, they had a Beis Din that accepted the witnesses every month, and the Sanhedrin had to know whether the witnesses were lying. The witnesses would come and say, we saw the new moon. So the Sanhedrin would have to know for sure exactly when the new moon began, when it was impossible to see the new moon, and for that they had to make complicated cheshbonos that the Rambam discusses over there. However, the Rambam says today we have a fixed calendar system. After the Sanhedrin was bottled, and we're not Mekadosh the Chodesh al-Piri anymore, the Rambam says our calendar system is based on a Moilat which is not so exact. The Rambam actually says it's called the Moilat Ha'emsoi, which usually is translated in English to mean the average Moilat. It's not technically an average. It's an imprecise Moilat that's not calculated to the exact time. A bunch of different factors that affect the time of the Moilat. So the Rambam says that our calendar system is based on the inexact, imprecise Moilat, which the Rambam says is the same for every month. We assume that every Moilat has the same amount of time from one Moilat to the next, which is 29 days and 12, a little more than 12 and a half hours. The Gemara later on actually in Daf Chafei brings down this Cheshbon. The Gemara mentions exactly how much it is. In any event, the Rambam says that we have a problem here. Because if our calendar system is based on a measurement which is not exact and not precise, which is this Moilat that we use, says the Rambam that eventually our calendar is going to be divorced from reality. It's not going to be exact. Eventually it's going to diverge from when you can actually see the moon, from the true Moilat, when it's actually possible to see the moon, and there's going to be some times we're not going to see the new moon on Rosh Chodesh. And this is a very big problem. Says the Rambam, you know what Chazal did to get out of this problem? They said that at certain years, at certain times, we're going to have to push off Rosh Hashanah an extra day. Because we don't want the Moilat, our Moilat, to fall behind. We don't want our calendar to fall behind the true Moilat, even though we actually don't calculate the true Moilat, but we don't want it to diverge from the true Moilat. So therefore the Rambam says that's the reason why we don't allow Rosh Hashanah to fall out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday, then we push off Rosh Hashanah to the next day. So in such a case, it's going to come out that the day is going to be a little bit longer. Aye, what do you mean? It's further away from the Moilat. Says the Rambam, that's to correct for the discrepancy, the difference between the Moilat Amiti and the Moilat Amsoi. The true, the exact Moilat and the imprecise Moilat. That is how the Rambam explains this rule that we hold of today of Lo Yadu Rosh. It's interesting that we know that on the Rambam Sefer, the Rambam wrote a Sefer Mishnah Torah. And occasionally, the Rambam writes something that other Rishonim disagree with. Usually when the Rambam writes something that the other Rishonim disagree, so they write Hasogos, they write their comments on the Rambam saying they disagree with him. The most famous of the person who wrote, the Rishon who wrote Hasogos on the Rambam is the Ravid. Famous, the Hasogos of the Ravid are printed alongside the Rambam in Mishnah Torah. It's interesting to note, if you look at the Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh does not have any Hasogos of the Ravid. In the entire Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, it's 19 prokim, there are no Hasogos of the Ravid in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, except in one place, except on this halacha. On this halacha, where the Rambam writes his reason why we say Lo Yadu Rosh, the Ravid is Masik. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam. And the Ravid actually writes an interesting Hakdama. He says in the entire Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, I didn't get involved. I didn't disagree with the Rambam, because the Rambam is much better at mathematics than me. I can't get involved. I can't disagree with the Rambam with the mathematics. That's not my area of expertise. However, when I got to this Rambam, where the Rambam says a halacha that's clearly not like the Gemara, says the Ravid, I can't be quiet anymore. I have to stick up for the Gemara, and we can't say like the Rambam. Says the Ravid, the Gemara says clearly that the reason why we do not let Rosh Hashanah occur on a Wednesday or on a Friday is for different reasons than the Rambam. Shemir Kayo, Mishemir Sayo. So how could the Rambam go and say something that's not like the Gemara? Therefore, the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam and says the Rambam is a pella. It's interesting, if you look on the side of the Gemara over here, there is a Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says a fascinating thing. Rabbeinu Chananel says, this halacha in the Gemara that says that the reason that we push off Rosh Hashanah for the reasons of Yerkayah or Mesayah, the reasons the Gemara gives, it's a member of Ula. It's said by Ula. Says Rabbeinu Chananel that Ula made up these reasons. Ula did not have a Mesayah. He did not have a... no one told him that these were the reasons why we're Ma'abed the Shana. What Ula said, he came by virtue of observation. Ula saw that the Bezdin would come, it would be Rosh Hashanah, the Moed would fall out on Sunday, or on Wednesday, and Friday, and Rosh Hashanah wouldn't be on Wednesday, wouldn't be on Friday. They pushed over Rosh Hashanah to a different day. Said Ula, must be, there must be something with some reason going on over here, why we actually push Rosh Hashanah. So Ula said, it must be, Mishum Yekayo, Rachel Rechanin said, Mishum Yisayo. However, says Rabbeinu Chananel, Ula wasn't correct. Because in actuality, we have a Mesorah. He says there's a Mesorah beyond the Moshe Rabbeinu that the Bezdin had, that Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on these days. And therefore, since the Bezdin himself had such a Mesorah, therefore they were the ones who decided that because of their Mesorah to push off Rosh Hashanah to a different day. Ula said these reasons. Ula wasn't correct. The halacha is not like Ula. Ula said his reasons according to the way he understood the actions of Bezdin, but the truth is that everything is based on a Mesorah. Now, it would be possible that maybe the Rambam also holds like that. There's such a Mesorah. Maybe there is such a Mesorah that he actually would push off Rosh Hashanah to other days. Problem is that it's difficult to say this pirish, this pshat in the Rambam, because the Rambam clearly says that the halach of lo yadu rosh, he only brings down this halacha when the Rambam discusses our calendar system today. We mentioned earlier that the calendar system today is a fixed calendar. It's not based on the psak, the ruling of Bezdin, whether every month should have 30 days or 29 days, which is in distinction to the way that Bezdin used to be Mekadosh the Chodesh during the times of the Beis HaMikdash and the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara. And the Rambam says at the end of the Tkufa of the Gemara, by Verovo, they switched and they started using a fixed calendar system. And the Rambam has certain dedicated halachas discussing the Bezdin system. And the Rambam has specific halachas where he discusses the fixed system, the system we use today. Now the Rambam only brings this halacha of Lo Yadu Rosh where he discusses our calendar system today. Obviously, because the reason the Rambam gives only applies to the calendar system we use today. If the Rambam holds like a Beinu Chananel, then the Rambam should have brought down this halacha of Lo Yadu Rosh. He should say it always. It should be a general rule. It should apply even during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, even when they're Mekadosh L'Chodesh Al Piriyah. By virtue of the fact that the Rambam deliberately brings it only when he discusses the fixed calendar system, you see that it seems that the Rambam does not agree with Rabbeinu Chananel. And yet, we could still say a similar pshat to Rabbeinu Chananel, which is the Pirush that said, mentioned some achronim, that it is deliberate. The Rambam, it could be the Rambam is not necessarily arguing with the Gemara. It's very possible to say that the Gemara was talking about something that Ula saw, something that happened in the times of Ula. And Ula obviously lived in the times of the Gemara. Ula lived in the times when they were still in the Kaddish HaKadosh Al Piriyah. And he saw that the Bezdin, Taka was Ma'abed HaShanah, and they had pushed off Rosh Hashanah an extra day. And he said, you don't understand, why should we push off Rosh Hashanah? It must be, Mishum Yerkayim, Mishum Yisayah. It must be because of the reasons mentioned in the Gemara. That apply then. However, the Rambam's reasons definitely don't apply in Ula's time. The Rambam's reasons only apply to our calendar system that we use today. So therefore, the Rabbi's question is not really a question, because the Rambam doesn't necessarily say that my halacha comes from the Gemara and I disagree with the Gemara's reason. It could be that there is a reason, there was a reason that applied, a specific reason in that Kufa and Bavel, where they had to add an extra day of the year to push up Rosh Hashanah. But that's not our general rule how we establish the calendar. That was a specific rule, just like the Gemara says, there might be other reasons, tzairich, reasons why we would push off Rosh Chodesh a specific day. But the Rambam brings a general rule that sometimes there's a need, Bezdin will push off Rosh Chodesh. But to say that there's a general rule that Lo Yadu Rosh, that Rosh Hashanah can never fall out on a Sunday or Wednesday or a Friday, that is a completely separate halacha that the Rambam says was applied by the Chachamim only for the fixed calendar that we use today.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.